From the Liberty University Broadcast Studio, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. And we are still broadcasting around the clock from our coronavirus bunker here in New York City, where we are under, quite frankly, a de facto police state. That's what's going on here. But anyway, great to have you with us. And we're going to get through the next 3 hours together on the radio as we sort through what's been happening around the country. We're also going to be bringing you all of the very latest information that we are getting. And we also want to hear from you and what's happening in your local communities as we move into this a very troubling phase of this virus. And of course, the news coming out yesterday evening from President Trump. And I don't believe I've ever seen the president look so severe. He looked, quite frankly, to be a little troubled by the news that they delivered yesterday. The White House now telling us that we could see, could is the operative word here, folks, could see up to 240,000 fatalities over the next couple of weeks as this virus ravages the nation. And so we're going to get into that. The head of the CDC is going to be here with us. Also, a little bit later on, Laura Trump will be here and our good friend Congressman Louie Gohmert as well. So I live here in Brooklyn, New York, downtown Brooklyn, New York, in one of these high rises, the deluxe apartment in the sky kind of a deal. And I went downstairs this morning. I didn't realize this. Caleb and Avery, call screener Avery, I ran out of coffee. I ran out of my stash of community coffee.
Oh, no.
And had to go down to the market.
Yeah, I got to get that coffee fixed. Need the coffee in the morning.
Got to have the coffee. So I go downstairs.
Essential service.
It's very essential service. It's very cold here, very windy. And, of course, in our building, we have a Trader Joe's and we have a Target. Now, the Trader Joe's is on one side of the building and the Target's on the other. And they will not let you inside the building to walk from one to the other. So you literally have to walk outside around the block to get in. So I walk outside this morning and there was a line of people around the block. As a matter of fact, Avery, we ought to post that video on our live show blog. It's up on the Twitter page.
I will definitely do that.
Unbelievable. There must have been, I don't know, 75, 80 people already in line trying to get into the Trader Joe's for their, I don't know, their kumquat and kale chips and organic food. So I thought, geez, Alou, I can only imagine what it's going to be like in the Target. So I finally get around to the Target, and they have everything marked off in 6 foot increments on the sidewalks here in New York City now. Every six feet, you've got like a little line. So it turns out that nobody is inside the Target. Everybody's trying to get their organic food. So I just walk in and get some coffee, and I noticed though as I was walking in, they normally do not have security guards at the Target. This is a fairly safe neighborhood. And I noticed that not only did they have security guards, but they were armed.
Oh, dear.
Oh, good morning.
So, yeah.
Welcome to Target.
Well, howdy do. So I'm usually at this Target quite a bit. So you get to know the checkout folks. And so as I was checking out, I went over to one of the folks and I said, what's going on here with the why do you have the armed security guards? And they said violence. They say there has been an uptick in robberies here in the neighborhood.
Are you serious?
So, again, it's there are so few places open in New York City. And, folks, this is what I'm concerned about. As we move into springtime, folks are going to want to start getting out and about. And there have been, and there's really no polite way to say this, but there have been gangs of motorcycles that have been patrolling the streets at night. It's the weirdest thing. It's like incredibly Mad Max-esque. I don't know what they're doing. They could just be out for a lovely, you know, evening stroll.
They've got their teeth filed and their, like, whole face tattoos.
I'm not so sure. So anyway, all that to say, things are getting a little weird here in New York City. And we're going to get into that. And we want to find out what's happening in your communities. There have been a lot of local lawmakers that are starting to jump in and make decisions and release orders and mandates that are incredibly unconstitutional. But I don't see anybody stepping up and saying, hey, you got to put a stop to that. But a couple of things here before we get into this disturbing information from the White House. Yesterday on the show, I asked this question. Do you think that the White House, do you think the government is telling us everything they know about this virus? Do you think there's something that they're not telling us? And, for whatever reason, they don't think that we can handle whatever information they have. And when you look at this 240,000, possible fatalities here, I mean, that's a big deal. That's a big number. But at the same time, as we shared yesterday on this program, there are still hospital beds available in the hospitals here in New York City. And the national media, they've been focused on that hospital in Elmhurst. And I believe there are another couple of hospitals that have just been completely overwhelmed, with patients. But the question we've had, and this is the question the mainstream media, for whatever reason, they will not ask this question of Mayor Bill de Blasio or Governor Cuomo. They just won't ask this question. Are those conditions that we're seeing in the hospital in Elmhurst and other places, are those also happening in other hospitals around the New York City area? In other words, out of, 25-30 hospitals in the New York City area, I'm just throwing out a number here. But if you've got 25 or 30 hospitals in the New York City area, and let's just say that you've got, the situation in Elmhurst where you've got a hospital that's been overrun, how many other hospitals are like that? Are we talking about, 28 out of the 30? Or are we talking about maybe 5 or 6 or maybe 10 out of 30 hospitals that are completely overwhelmed? Because that's important to put this story into context. But the mainstream media doesn't want to do that, ladies and gentlemen. They don't want to put this story in context because they are producing live on television a dystopian, apocalyptic reality TV show. It's sort of like Mad Max meets Hunger Games meets Contagion. And this is their big Netflix special, and they're producing it, and they want everybody to buy in. They want everybody to buy into the hysteria. They want everybody to buy into the fear-mongering. And if you stand up and ask legitimate questions like, okay, well, you say your hospital is overrun, so how many patients do you have? Then all of a sudden, that makes you a coronavirus denier, which is what the New York Times accused me of being. And NBC News. You can't ask any questions. You have to accept the narrative no matter what. Pardon me, I had to cough, but I don't have the corona. They want you to accept their narrative no matter what, ladies and gentlemen. And if you do not, they will go out there and try to destroy you. They want, NBC News literally went out there and accused me of being a coronavirus hoax denier. What does that even mean? Every single day we're on this program talking about the virus. Every single day. So look, we've got to take a break here. We're going to open up the phone lines today because I want to hear from you. I want to hear what's going on in your communities. I want to hear how you are doing. And we also want to welcome all of our brand new listeners in Little Rock, Arkansas, on radio station KARN, just a terrific radio station there in the great state of Arkansas. And here's what we're going to do. We do this for all of our brand new affiliates. If you are a caller from KARN and you get on the air, we're going to hook you up with a great coronavirus prize package. Avery, we got any masks?
I don't think so, but I think maybe we could find some.
Put a Todd Starnes logo on that mask.
We're at least going to give them a book. Maybe do we have some hand sanitizer? We need to get like some branded hand sanitizer.
Red, white, and blue hand sanitizer.
Okay, it's not the best prize package in the world, Little Rock, but you know what? We're in the middle of a global pandemic, so you're going to have to work with us a little bit. But anybody who calls in from Little Rock and the surrounding area, you guys are going to get a great prize package. Also, we're excited to announce that all 3 hours of our show are now being broadcast live on KWAM in Memphis, Tennessee. So all you folks in Memphis and Little Rock, you got to give us a holler. But we also want to hear from you folks in Portland and North Carolina and Georgia. Give us a holler, 844-747-8868. It is a toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Great to have you with us today. You want to know who, by the way, one of the heroes in all of this controversy is? Senator Tom Cotton from the great state of Arkansas. He's the guy that was sounding the alarm way back in February. And the mainstream media, the New York Times, Washington Post, everybody dismissed him. They mocked Senator Cotton. They said he was off his rocker. They said he was one of these conspiracy theorists, because back in February on Fox News Channel, Senator Cotton raised the issue of what exactly are we dealing with here? What exactly is this virus? Is this something that could have been created in a laboratory? What is it? And again, and the reason he's asking these questions is because nobody knows. And I don't think anybody really still understands what we're dealing with. And that doesn't mean that's exactly what it is, but I think you have to consider all the options on the table. And what did Senator Cotton say back in February? You can't trust the Chinese. You can't trust them. They're dishonest. All the duplicity. And he was ridiculed and mocked and marginalized. And now I bring you this report just out a few moments ago, ladies and gentlemen, from Bloomberg News. U.S. intelligence sources are telling Bloomberg News that China concealed the extent of the virus outbreak. In other words, a whole heck of a lot of people died over there. And they hid all that information from us. They kept it all private. I'm telling you, folks, we don't know. I don't think we know what we're dealing with here. And I think that's why we have seen the White House ramp up the concern in the past couple of weeks. Bloomberg says the White House actually got this report last week. And that would that would explain why the renewed sense of urgency here. All right, let's get to the phones. We have a lot of folks wanting to weigh. I think the entire city of Little Rock just almost like blew up the phone system here. 844-747-8868, toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. Let's start with Connie in Little Rock. Hi, Connie. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. And thank you, first of all, for your platform where Christian people can get a good take on the news that doesn't have a spin that is so destructive to the continuity of our wonderful nation. Tom Cotton has been a senator and been a blessing from Arkansas, and I have supported him throughout his whole campaign. And yes, they needed to listen to him, but of course that would have meant taking their focus off of the impeachment, which was also a joke. But they asked why I was calling originally, and I just wanted to know, has anybody looked up the definition lately of treason? Because some of what they're doing to President Trump and even other Republicans, it seems to be falling along that line, in my opinion. Never before in the history of the United States has a president been so bashed so openly and by the media. And it just really saddens me. They remind me of children on a playground that didn't get their way, and they have to tear down rather than realize, okay, you know, the whole process is going to come around again in 4 years, and you get to try again. And if you lose then, well, guess what? In 4 years, it'll come around again, and you get to try again. The rest of us have to do that when our candidate doesn't win. We have to deal with it, but we don't go around bashing them. And it's almost treasonous, in my opinion. And I just want to say that.
You know, Connie, a couple of points. Look, it's a terrific point you bring up here. Just this morning, the Boston Globe, to your point about the media, they published an editorial board statement calling the president basically a murderer. They said blood is on his hands. And we've got the story up on our website, toddstearns.com, folks. You should check that out. But Connie, what we did was we took that editorial, then we posted the entire timeline of when this administration started working on the virus, when they were paying attention to it. And Connie, to your second point, you are absolutely right. The reason why the Democrats and the reason why Congress was not focused on this is because they were right smack in the middle of the impeachment process. But you know who wasn't there? You know who wasn't at those meetings, Connie? You know where your senator was? He was at the White House, involved and engaged in meetings about the coronavirus.
Because the health and the welfare of his constituents was more important than this charade of trying to bring down the country's leader. And I applaud him for that.
Well said. All right, Connie, hey, we want to put you on hold and get your information. Call screener Avery. You guys are going to get to know him very well. But we just wanted to send you a little something, say thank you for listening to the show. And we hope that you give us a holler back sometime.
I will definitely be doing that.
All right. Thank you. Hang tight. Don't hang up. We're going to put you on hold there. All right. Let's go to Cheryl listening to us on the great KARN. Hi, Cheryl. Welcome to the show.
Hi there.
Cheryl, you are on the air coast to coast. What's on your mind today?
Well, thank you. We in Arkansas, of course, can't go to restaurants, but and we can't find hand soap and toilet paper, but we're just wondering when we're going to be able to at one time shut down and everybody get well together and be safe together. It's not happening here.
So you're saying that the same thing is happening in Arkansas that's happening here in New York City, where quite frankly most folks are just out and about and doing what they're going to do.
Yes.
You know, it's a good question you raise, Cheryl. And look, here's my concern. If this is as bad as they're telling us, and if President Trump is telling us it's bad, look, it's bad. If that's the case, I say just shut down all the airports, shut down the subways and the trains and the buses, and stop letting people travel across the country, possibly carrying this thing. That just makes perfect sense to me. If in fact, this is as dangerous as they're telling us, and they're expecting that many people to die.
Absolutely agree, sir. We want more than anything to stay safe. Our family, I don't want to contact coronavirus, and I don't want anybody I love to either.
Cheryl, I want you to understand something here. You were brand new to the area, but I'm a man of faith. I'm a Christian man, and I want you to understand something. God is ultimately in control, and I know a lot of people are very scared out there. A lot of people have a lot of anxiety, but my advice: turn off the TV and just get away from it. Just get away from it and know that God is going to be in control. And look, be prudent. Okay, don't panic, but be prudent. Cheryl, you hang in there. Don't go anywhere. I want call screener Avery to pick up, and we're going to get your information. Folks, we've got a lot more going on. The head of the CDC is going to be here. So if you have questions, hop on a phone line right now, 844-747-8868. My good friend Sean Hannity says this: let not your heart be troubled, folks. Don't worry. God is in control. He's got this. We'll be right back. Everybody, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Before we get to the newsmaker line, I want to say something to Cheryl, who, unfortunately, we had to take a break for the news. We had to pay some bills. You guys know what that's all about. Cheryl was very, very upset and concerned, as many of us are, about this virus. And I want you to understand something. I know a lot of people are isolated in your homes. Many of you may be single. You've been by yourself for 2 weeks now, and you're getting the cabin fever. this is why radio is so important, because we are all in this together. This is the only medium out there where you have a chance to call in and talk, and we can have a conversation together. So, look, I want you folks to understand something, and especially all of our new listeners in Arkansas today. You're not alone. We're in this together, and we're going to get through it. We're going to talk about some pretty hard stuff that we've got to talk about. We're going to have a lot of fun. We've got some great stories coming up we're going to share with you, but we're going to get through it together. And you know why? Because we're Americans, and that's what Americans do. We've got a long history in this country. We're not, you know what, folks? We're not a nation of snowflakes. We're sturdy folks. We've been through tough times before, and we're going to get through this tough time. I promise you. All right. I want to get right now to the Liberty University Newsmaker line from the Centers for Disease Control, the director of the CDC, Dr. Robert Redfield. Doctor, thank you for holding on. I just needed to kind of say that and wrap up that last caller. You're very kind to wait.
Thanks for having me, Todd. Glad to be here.
Yes, sir. All right, Dr. Redfield, let's get right to it. The president delivered some pretty tough news to the country last night. What's the latest?
Well, I think, Todd, first and foremost is to recognize, you know, this is the greatest public health crisis that we've had in this country for more than 100 years. So this is the real deal. Secondly, I want to emphasize what you just said. I have total confidence that we're going to get through this together. And we're a resilient nation, and we will confront this virus with all the vitality that this nation has. The guidance that we put out to all the American public, which we know is a significant sacrifice to really practice the social distancing, to stay at home, limit gatherings to under 10 people, to have businesses really not be open. This is a serious sacrifice on the American public, but we want to thank those people that have embraced it fully, and we want to really ask the people that have been sort of on the sidelines, now's the time to come all in between now and the end of April. Our nation is not defenseless against this virus. We have really one of the most powerful weapons that can destroy this virus's ability to cause havoc on our nation, and that is social distancing. It can't go from person to person if it has to jump more than 6 feet. It just can't do that. And that's why something as simple as really practicing these social distancing requests that we've made, if we all do this together, we will get through this. And the numbers that were released the other day, which were quite dramatic, about the possible mortality of 100,000, 200,000 people, those numbers are model numbers. They're not real numbers. They're not have-to-be numbers. Those numbers are 100% dependent upon how we come together to practice these social distancing strategies and embrace them. And I ask people that are struggling with it to shut their eyes and reflect on the face of their parent or grandparent or a coworker or someone in their community that has diabetes or HIV or severe heart disease, or a child that's trying to live the fullness of life while they're confronting cancer or cystic fibrosis, like my dear grandson Joey. Think of those individuals. Those are the individuals that our sacrifice will protect and maintain their life.
Dr. Redfield, there's a report in the New York Times, and they ask a question: should healthy people be wearing masks when they're outside? And you were on a radio station there in Atlanta and addressed that. What is the guidance here? Because I see a lot of people outside. Some are wearing masks. Others are not.
Yeah, right now, our guidance is still the priority for particularly the medical masks, the N95 masks, are really for the healthcare workers and people caring for individuals living with coronavirus. CDC is obviously reevaluating all the data that we have to see if there's value in broader use of masks. Many people are in the process of making their own home, if you can call them masks, or what I call facial barriers. Clearly there is some evidence that when you wear those barriers, if you are infected, you can prevent yourself from infecting other people. That's really the context that this has been being looked at. But I can tell you right now, the President's Task Force is evaluating this to see if there's any role for this in our expanded mitigation or not.
So we've got the latest date is April 30th. The Commonwealth of Virginia is looking at June, mid-May for South Florida. What kind of guidance are you able to give on how long we may have to practice all of this social distancing?
Well, I think that's what's critical. It's going to be data-driven, and it is going to not be one-size-fits-all. It's going to be jurisdictional based on the data, based on how we see the virus in circulating in different communities at different times. We are in the process of continuing to scale up, if you will, our eyes on this virus in different communities. And I can tell you that we look at that data every day, and it's really being looked at down to the county level. Right now, we're very confident that we need to embrace these guidelines at least through the president's next 30 days. But we will be evaluating it jurisdiction by jurisdiction. We're not going to be able to predict, but there is a real possibility. If you look at a map of the coronavirus infections around the world right now, you'll notice that they all seem to be in the Northern Hemisphere. There's very little activity in the Southern Hemisphere.
Why do you think that is?
It'd be consistent with other respiratory viruses that are very seasonal. So it comes into our environments in October, November, December, January, February, March, starts to fade away, and then it goes down in the Southern Hemisphere. And then the next season it comes back to the Northern Hemisphere, and then it goes down to the Southern Hemisphere. It's very possible, and I think a reasonable hypothesis, that this coronavirus is going to be very similar. So we may get a seasonal advantage coming. I don't want to say for sure, because we don't know this virus. We just met it this year. But if it's like other respiratory viruses, its ability to transmit and sustain transmission is going to get modified by the change of seasons. That said, it means that we're going to need to get prepared, because if it goes down to the Southern Hemisphere for the summer and early fall, then we need to be prepared for it to come back to the Northern Hemisphere in the late fall, winter, and until we have more effective countermeasures.
Dr. Redfield, I've got two other questions for you. You talk about hard data. Do you guys have any hard data on how many people have the coronavirus and how many people are able to recover from the virus?
Well, we have data on those that have been symptomatic and actually then been confirmed. Where they're still in the gathering mode is wider surveillance in broader communities to get a better handle on how many people in the community had the virus that didn't get symptomatic. We will have that data really as we expand some new tests that we have, which measure antibodies to the virus. So after you recover, 3-4 weeks later, you're able to detect a signature in your body, an antibody in your body that says, hey, you had this virus. Those studies are ongoing as we speak. Obviously, they're going to be critically important in us understanding where are the continued circulation hotspots of this virus as we begin, as I mentioned, to begin to open up the country again, jurisdiction by jurisdiction.
And one final question here. Go ahead. Finish your thought.
No, I was just going to say we do know the majority of people who get the virus do recover. So even of the individuals that are confirmed right now, I want people to realize over 98% of people do recover.
Okay, then that's my question. So if 98% of the people are recovering, why are we literally shutting down the country? And, we haven't done this for any other viruses, at least in modern history. Why this one, and what was it that convinced everybody we've got to do something, we've got to shut down the country?
I think it's really the recognition that we could have lost, even between 100, 200 to 1 million people, the vulnerable people. The people who don't recover predictably are the elderly, those of us that have chronic medical conditions, individuals that have a significant medical conditions. Obviously, this virus in a nursing home is devastating. It really is to protect the vulnerable. And this is what I'm trying to tell your listeners. we all now are in this war. We've all been recruited. And, you know, we have one of the most important opportunities. I was in the military for 23 years. You know, you train in the military. I was a doctor, but my comrades trained as military fighters, and they may have to go to war to take a life. This war, we're all asked to join to save a life, to save the vulnerable. This is what it's about. This is why we're doing this.
All right. Dr. Redfield, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you again for all the information. Yes. And that glimmer of hope, too. I mean, 98% survived. That's a pretty good percentage, in my estimation. And we need every little bit of good news.
Yeah, we're going to get through this together. I'm confident of that.
All right. Dr. Robert Redfield, ladies and gentlemen, director of the Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta. And there you have it. Can I just say something here, folks? Does this make sense to you? Does this make sense? 98% of the people who get this recover. And yet we have seen an entire country shut down because of this. This is a shock. I haven't heard that percentage before. 98% of the people who get the coronavirus are, in fact, recovering. Hey, that's terrific news. So you folks out there that are, you know, a little freaked out over this, that is a pretty darn good percentage. And I mean, that's, again, if you've got the virus, you know, our prayers are with you and let's pray for a recovery. But this is something that needs to be out there as well. But for whatever reason, the mainstream media, ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't fit their narrative. Remember, this is all about a narrative. And at the end of the day, that narrative is to destroy Donald J. Trump. I know it sounds it's offensive. I understand that to hear those words, but it's true. This is all designed. The media coverage is designed to take out our president. That's what this is really all about here. That's why, by the way, CNN has stopped broadcasting the evening coronavirus press conferences. What was it that little Brian Stelter, the little troll over at CNN, what was he complaining about all the time?
Well, this president, he doesn't like to hold press conferences, and that's really inappropriate because we really need to hear from the president.
So what happens? The president gets out there every single day taking every single question they throw at the guy, little Jimmy Acosta, hurling all sorts of horrible abuse at the president. And the president stands up there with the patience of Job from the Old Testament, and he's taking it day in and day out. And you know what? The American people, they see through the sham. That's why over 60% of the American people support the president's handling of the crisis, because they see what the president is doing and they see through the mainstream media's narrative. And so now all of a sudden you've got people over at CNN like little Brian Stelter saying,
oh, we really don't need to hear all of those lies and propaganda.
You know what that is? That's Chinese propaganda right there, little Brian Stelter. That's exactly what that is. Look, got to take a break here. We're going to get back to your calls. 844-747-8868. You heard from the CDC director. I mean, this is the guy in charge of all of this. Are you buying what the government's telling us? 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
You're with Todd Starnes.
Welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Great to have you with us. ToddStearns.com, by the way. All of our new listeners in Arkansas, be sure to check that out. We have some great resources for you there. Our free newsletter, so you get all sorts of great news and information. Also, our free podcast. All 3 hours of the show, commercial free. It is, again, free of charge, just something we want to do for all of our great listeners. And we also have our store, so we have some pretty cool stuff, including our Blessed Not Bitter coffee mugs. So now that I have coffee again, I can drink some of that. Delicious. Let's go to Hot Springs, Arkansas. Dan, listening to us on KARN. Hi, Dan. What's on your mind today?
Todd, how are you this morning?
I'm well. Thank you for asking.
Wonderful, beautiful day here in Hot Springs, Arkansas. Listening to your show sounds great so far. I have a question for the director. Maybe we can throw it out to any healthcare workers out there. Currency, passing currency has been kind of nerve-wracking to me when I go to the store. That's basically the only place I go to is shopping. but I get really nervous when I take a pill of some sort. And wondering if that virus is being passed on to me through currency.
You know what? That is a terrific question. And I know that Dr. Mark Siegel, who's one of the Fox medical experts, was talking about that on the channel just the other day. People who are going to the grocery store and wearing gloves. And Dr. Siegel said that's not necessarily a good idea because those gloves are going to accumulate a lot of germs. And, he says that what you need to do is just keep washing your hands. So, when I was at the market earlier today, I came back and did the whole, wash your hands for 20 or 30 seconds. So I would imagine that the same thing probably applies with currency as well, Dan.
I guess the best thing to do is get home and wash them quick. I had a quick point about your take on whether this is believable or not, or whether we're being told the whole truth, nothing but the truth. I'll tell you, I trust Donald Trump. He's a straight shooter, and I think he's telling the American people straight up what's going on, and I don't think he's holding anything back. And if he is, I'd be quite surprised.
No, I'm with you on President Trump, and I'd be willing to go out there and wager something on this, maybe a gallon of sweet tea, Dan. I think the White House, they saw that intelligence report last week, and they saw what the Chinese did not want to tell us. And I think that's why there has a heightened sense of alarm right now out of the White House.
I think they were very straightforward yesterday at that meeting, the television meeting yesterday. And I could see this concern on all their faces.
Yeah.
And I believe that they were giving it to us straight.
I'm with you there. I'm with you there. Dan, I want to put you on hold. We're going to hook you up with the book. We're coming up against the news break here. Folks, let me tell you what's going on. The next hour of the show, our good friend Congressman Louie Gohmert's going to drop by. You talk about a straight shooter. He's a straight shooter. Also, our good friend Laura Trump is going to be here. Give us an update on what's happening out on the campaign trail. Plus, your call. So if you're on hold, hang tight. But we're welcoming all of our brand new listeners from radio station KARN in Little Rock, Arkansas today. And we're taking calls from everybody. You guys know the drill. 844-747-8868. It is a toll-free, coronavirus-free hotline. We practice safe talk here on the radio show. 844-747-8868. And call screener Avery, in charge of our live show blog. We've got a lot of great stories, and we're going to be talking about one in the next hour. Just curious, gentlemen, how many of you folks are missing your barber? Folks look a little shaggy out there. It's kind of like caveman-esque here in Brooklyn, New York, where I'm at. All right, ToddStarnes.com, our website. Folks, this is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Stick around.